Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to my Mixed Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe, and thank you for joining me for the second to last episode of season one of Mixed Reality Podcast. Guys, it has been what has felt like the shortest but also the longest last few months. I cannot believe we're nearing the end, but I guess I'll get my little reflective speech little moment in the next episode, our final episode of this season. But for today's episode, honestly, I feel like I've been in a really reflected mood recently because I've been, I think, at a place in which I realized that I have a lot of growing and learning to do. Wow, who would have thought? Who would have thought? I thought I was perfect. I'm kidding. But I was really just thinking about this concept. I don't know why, for whatever reason, I thought we had had a whole episode dedicated to social media, because I know I was asked to record an episode about social media, but I realized that the comparison episode talked heavily about social media, but we've never done a social media dedicated episode, and this isn't that either, so sorry if I got your hopes up and that's what you wanted. But we will touch on social media a little bit in this episode as well. And it's about this whole idea of, are you truly living or are you just performing when it comes to your life? And I think the reason why I've been in that reflective mode is because I had to realize, like, I think especially, I would say like a year ago, like, I was just performing. I would say I wasn't really living. I wasn't really present in everything that I was doing. Everything that I was doing essentially was just for some sort of attention in a way, right? And I think we live in a world in where every moment can be turned into content, edited, filtered. But there's like so much of an emphasis on what our life can look like. And I think it's easy to actually lose sight of what your life feels like. Like, how are you actually feeling? How are you actually doing? Are you truly living in that, or are you just performing? And I guess in this episode, I kind of just want to talk about how we oftentimes blur that line between being our authentic self and performing. And I think Instagram, for me at least, is a perfect example of this that I'm going to dive into, but honestly, any form of social media. And I do want to preface this by saying, I know there are people that do social media for a living and create content for a living. I think that's a whole separate conversation and genre of that. However, I think for the everyday Instagram user, the everyday social media user, are you perfectly curating your Instagram account? And I know I've said how Instagram is essentially made to be a highlight reel. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well, about how do we dictate? Like, obviously, you're not going to post you having a terrible day on Instagram, right? Like, that's just not, essentially, it was created as a way to escape. So there's like different boundaries and stuff that people typically use. Yeah, but we're going to talk about all these different things. And I kind of just want to talk about how there's just like external pressure, or maybe it's an internal pressure, in order to be interesting, right? Whatever you're posting on your story has to be interesting, it has to be aesthetic, it has to be engaging, and it can't for any second like stray away from who everybody thinks we are, if that makes sense. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. And I think essentially one thing that I want to work on and be more intentional with this year is just being present in the moment. And I feel like you can post after the fact, like, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well, but just how sometimes, like, unposted joy, like, the moments that we share that we decide not to post, in a way, can be, like, so beautiful for us. And I think it's not just about social media. I think the same principle can be applied to, like, your self-worth, your presence, like, being fully present in the moment. Like, are you present in what's happening when you're engaging in conversation with people, or are you just thinking about the next thing that you have to do? But yeah, I think also just this idea that like you are fully able and you should be able to exist without needing to be perceived in like not somebody needing to witness everything that you're doing. And I think kind of unpacking, like, if you have a issue with, oh my gosh, like everybody needs to see what I'm going to be doing, like what is the reason behind that? And kind of ask yourself that. And so we're going to talk through all those different things, and I hope you'll join me in this. Like I said, this is not something that I'm perfect at, but I'm definitely getting better at it. And so we're kind of on this journey together. And so maybe this is something that you are struggling with and you're like, I am truly just performing. Like, my life is that. And I think another reason why this topic was one that I was interested in is this past weekend I went to the church I used to go to because I was a junior high leader when I was there. And the girls that I had when they were in sixth grade are now graduating. And so I went to their little graduation send-off. And there was a lady, she was a guest preacher, a guest speaker, and she was talking about, like, her testimony, and essentially was talking about this whole idea, she was like a PK, but she wasn't a PK, if that makes sense. Like, just grew up in the church, very surrounded by the church and all that stuff. But a lot of the stuff that she did, in a way, was performative. Like, she thought she had to buy the love of God, is what she was talking about. And although these are different topics, in a sense, I feel like they relate in this idea of feeling like you need to perform, feeling like you need to have everything look perfect and cute on the surface, more that you need to put your highlight reel on stuff like that and just show everybody that your life is amazing and beautiful and sunshine and rainbows, when sometimes it's not. And I think her testimony, the part that she shared, I think touched me in that way. And I think that'll be an episode down the line, probably season 2. Because I think that is more specifically towards like my faith and stuff like that. But I just thought this idea, it relates to this whole need to perform. And so that inspired me to talk about today's episode. Okay, so one thing that's really fun, well, I don't find it funny, but I've had a lot of people say more recently that they will like see the reels and stuff that I'm liking. And they're like, Lily, get it together. And it's crazy because now I feel like I've always been very conscious about the reels that I'm liking, that like I understand that like other people can see it, and I'm a nosy person. Like, if there's a reel that's a little bit out of pocket, like I'm gonna see who liked it. Does that make sense? Like, and I know, I feel like there's a way to edit it, because sometimes if you know how to do this, let me know. Send me a DM. At some of the reels, like when you like it, you can see people's little icons at the bottom that they liked it. But then when you go and click the likes, like their name is gone and only like a couple people are there. If you know how to do that, let me know. If you know how to change it so that people can't see what I'm liking, let me know. But anyways, the moment that TikTok likes become public, I'm done. Anyways, but people were saying that like, you're like, I like see the reels that you like, da, 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 right? People always have something to say, right, about the reels I like. I feel like I'm typically very conscious of it. But I think my feed, in terms of not only just my Instagram feed and my pictures, which we're going to get to in a second, but like even the reels that I like, I think tells more about me and how I'm truly doing than anything else. Like, somebody had said that we have like the same feed right now, because every reel that they see says liked by Lily, and either gym content or like babies and like baby fever. I mean, I feel like that's where I'm at right now. So I feel like it makes complete sense. Like, that's a very, and then sometimes if I'm sad, like there's gonna be sad reels, right? I'm not gonna like them because I'm like, pause, like, right? Like, let me put on this facade that I'm doing okay. But anyways, I like, essentially, I feel like it's very on par with what I'm going through, how I feel and all that stuff. So now when we're talking about our actual feed, like what we post, our Instagram, I will open mine right now. And I think a question I have for you guys is, do you feel like your feed is for you or for others? And one thing I started doing is like, let's say there's like a really pretty picture that I just love. And I'm like, I just want this on my feed. I think it looks cute. I think it represents me, or like the vibe that I'm going for, or whatever. Like, I'll just post it and archive it. And I know I've shared this before. And I just started not caring. Like, I just don't really care to see the comments or the likes or stuff like that. However, I had to question myself in a way. And because obviously when I post photos like that, that are just archived and stuff like that, I turn off the comments, and I also turn off the like count, and I archive it for like 2 weeks, and then I unarchive it. Very few people see the photo, and it's just present on my thing. And then I had to ask myself, when I go back and forth between doing that and like having Instagram posts that I keep my comments on and I let my likes go and I don't archive, I'm like, what are you doing? And so I am in that battle with myself, because I'm like, okay, in a way I could say and I could claim that like, oh, this is for me, my Instagram's for me, I just want to feel good about myself. But I could still do that without having to get validation from other people. And we've talked about how like, if you don't truly believe those things about yourself, other people saying it about you or to you isn't really gonna affect you. But that only works, hey, let's actually talk about this for a second. Let's unpack that principle. Typically only works when it comes to negativity. And what I mean by that is like, or when it comes to positivity, like people could say you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're talented, all that stuff. But if you don't believe that, you're not going to believe that. Like, if you don't feel that for yourself, like people saying it, it's just going to be words. However, a stranger could say a bunch of terrible stuff about you and you could not even believe it about yourself. But suddenly you're going to subconsciously tell yourself that what they're saying is true. And so let's figure out why that is. Hey, psych majors, people who have a deeper understanding of psychology, why are we so quick to listen to criticism and hate from people who we literally don't know or probably don't care about. But when it comes to positivity from people who genuinely love us and care about us, it's so hard for us to accept that. I think a lot of it has to do with this idea that we're our biggest critic. Haha, go listen to that episode. But I think some of it just has to do with the fact that, like, accepting positivity for yourself is so hard, and I don't know why. I think it's because we're, like, wired to be very critical of ourselves. But anyways, so when I look at my Instagram, is this for me or is this for other people? I'm gonna be so honest, we're gonna go through every photo and see if I can figure out the thought process behind why I posted this. Is this necessary? No. But I think it'll give you an understanding of what I'm talking about. So the first photo I have, mind you, I've archived a lot of stuff. I had Instagram when I was like 14. That was the first, that's a lie. I was gonna say that's the first social media platform I've had. I don't know if it was. It might have been Snapchat. Anyways, but I was just using Snapchat for the filters. Don't worry, don't trip. The first photo that I have on my feed currently is from 2022, which is not that long ago. And it was from my 18th birthday. And I just posted 18 with a heart. I think that's just like everybody posts for their birthday. I don't really think I had a thought process behind it. I think part of it was like I want people to sing happy birthday to me. Then the next post after that was my senior formal. And I thought it looked great. I thought it looked amazing. And I wanted everybody to see that. Now that I'm looking back on it, I'm like, girl, you thought you looked better than you did. But that's fine. And then I post my college commitment. That one, it was like I was proud of myself. But I also wanted people to know where I was going. And so in that case, I feel like that was for me, but also for other people. Prom was a mess, so I'm not even going to talk about that one. Next, graduation. It's a wrap of an era. I was ready to sign out. I served as class president. I was in ASB for 3 years. I was ready to clock out. I need everybody to know I'm done. So that was for other people, but it wasn't for a negative reason. Then after that, I have me in Vegas. I just wanted to seem like a baddie. I wanted to seem like a cool person. This was 100% for other people's perception. I wanted people to think, oh my gosh, she's so cool. Because I was not in a way, I don't want to say it was like, I was just boring, if that makes sense. I didn't really do much in high school. I didn't really party. I didn't really do anything. So I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to Vegas. Like, she graduates high school and suddenly she's like, that's what I thought of. And I specifically remember posting this and being like, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm so cool. Nobody cared. Nobody cared that I was in Vegas. Nobody cared. And then after that was my Galentine's. I was just really loved and appreciated my friends and I wanted to show them off. Funny thing is, I'm not friends with a few people in that anymore. So I feel like that's just how it goes, right? Next, the sunset. For this one, I genuinely think this one was truly for myself because I was in a time in which I was trying to genuinely just love me and be willing to put myself out there and all that stuff, because now I look at it and I'm like, I want to archive it, but I'm like, no. Like, Lily from before deserves to be there. Anyways, and my skin looks great. I think I was, like, not stressed, super blessed. When was this? March of last year. Okay, winter quarter. Oh, no. Was that winter quarter? Yeah, that's winter quarter. Winter quarter was treating me right, apparently. I look so happy. I look radiant. I need to know what her skincare routine was back then. It was just then not stress. Then after that, this one was actually funny thing. These photos were taken roughly in May, like the middle of May, and these were supposed to be the, if you don't follow me, you don't know what these pictures look like, but the photo of me, it looks like I'm in a parking lot because I am, was supposed to be the podcast cover photos. So I have photos that look exactly like that with me holding the podcast mic that I'm using to record right now, and it was because the podcast was supposed to launch. It was supposed to launch a while ago, as you guys already know, but it was supposed to launch really soon after these. So the photos for the podcast originally were taken in May, but obviously we didn't use those photos, did we? No, we don't really have a photo, but we will be taking photos. And then my birthday photo, I looked great. I'm not gonna lie. I think I look amazing. It was also my birthday. The people needed to see me. It had been a second. Yeah, that one. But I have gone through and archived photos from this bunch. Well, I did. It looks like the photo is back. I don't know what happened there. But yeah. And then when I went snowboarding, I was like, I want everybody to think I'm a bad bee. I want everybody to be like, wow, she's super cool. Guys, I fell multiple times and I actually, fun fact, I have like a patella and a meniscus injury right now. And we were trying to trace when this happened. And I had the idea that, okay, and this is what my doctor also assumed too. So I was like, I haven't fallen anything. That they assumed that because I danced that I injured it at some point in time during dance and it just progressively got worse. Then I realized the other day, maybe it was when I went snowboarding, because essentially that timeline kind of matches up when my knees started really, really acting up. So I was like, maybe I actually hurt it really bad when I was snowboarding. And I was just so concerned with the fact that I needed to have this really cute outfit. I did a few runs. Like, it was not, I'm not like a really crazy good snowboarder. I want to get good at it, but it's also terrifying. But I really just wanted to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so cool. And then I think it was my least liked photo on Instagram. Okay. And then I just have that photo, like I said, that I archived it really quickly. And then I have my most recent photo. I just thought it was a vibe. I got my digital camera, which I'm literally returning tomorrow, because if you have any recommendations, let me know. I bought it. What camera is it? Pro 45. I don't know why I'm forgetting the brand. But anyways, that's the camera that I bought, a little digi, and it literally doesn't work. So I'm getting my money back. Anyways, that was an unnecessary thing of me scrolling through my Instagram feed and letting you guys know which pictures I posted for myself and which pictures I posted for other people. And I guess I have a question, and then, you know, I guess I can ask this for you guys too. But have you ever posted something just to prove that you were okay? Whether it's you hadn't posted on your Instagram story in a very, very long time, and you're like, people are going to think there's something wrong with me, and there probably is. But I'm just going to pretend like I'm okay, and I'm going to post this on my story. Like a proof of life kind of photo. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, check in on this. I'm going to do quarterly posts so people know that I'm still active and alive and stuff like that. I think more so, no, because I don't really care, in the sense that I think if people genuinely wanted to figure out how you were doing or wanted to see if you're okay, they would check up on you. I don't think when I see somebody posting on story, on their story or on their Instagram, my immediate thought isn't they're doing okay. It's just they wanted to share this part. And I think you can still share parts of your life even if your life isn't perfect and even if things are going on, because there's probably going to be something going on all the time. And so for you to think, I can only post on Instagram when my life is perfect 24/7, I think is a very toxic mindset, because you're never going to be at that place in which it's just perfection and nothing is happening. Or nothing bad's happening. Actually, you might have a time in which life is just perfect, but maybe you just want to enjoy that. Maybe you don't want to be posting that 24/7. You just want to be very present in the moment, because you know that moments like that don't last forever. Okay? And then another good question I wrote down is, when was the last time I looked back, or you looked back on your post and didn't recognize the version of yourself that you put out there? I think less my Instagram, because I don't even post that much, but more so my camera roll. Like, going through, I think there was a point in time in which I deleted so many photos because I just didn't recognize myself. It had nothing to do with what I look like physically, but just in my eyes. Like, I either looked really, really, like, just not okay or not there, but I was really trying to fake it and, you know, smile through it. Like, the podcast photo last week, I took that, like, a month ago, if that. And I was like, I look so dead in the eyes. Like, I don't know why. Like, I do know why. I just didn't look okay. And I was like, let me put that as the, you know, cover for last week. Because I think it made sense for the theme. Like, essentially, the world's feeling your joy and all that stuff. But when I'm going through my camera, when I do not recognize myself, I think it's a very scary thing. But in a way, it's also comforting. Because especially if I'm looking back and it's a photo in which, like, I just look so sad in the eyes or whatever the case is, it's like understanding that, yeah, I went through that tough season, but I made it out the other side, I think is very empowering to me, at least. And I think that's something that is good to look back on. And so for the things that I, like, deleted, I wish I didn't. I wish I kept those things. But yeah, I think maybe if you're at that place where, like, I don't recognize me, don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing always. I think if it's like you don't recognize yourself, you're like a completely different version of yourself and not a good way, then I think that's different. But if you're just like, wow, I've grown as a person, like, that's so amazing to look back on. Okay, so don't, you know, delete all your Instagram photos. So I think one thing, I was talking about how, like, you don't have to post something necessarily in the moment, but, like, take time to enjoy it. I know celebrities do that, but it's not because of that. It's typically because of safety reasons. And I think there's a difference between memory keeping, like, keeping memories, and image curating. And I feel like this is hard, essentially, because I feel like I've mentioned that I think Instagram, in a way, is created for us to escape. Now, is that necessarily healthy? Not really. But in a way, it is created for us to escape, so it makes sense that you want to curate your photos in a way that looks amazing and perfect and all those different things. But I think at the end of the day, when I look back at my photos and stuff like that, I want it to be like, oh, I remember that, or like memories. But if I'm editing my photos so much, or I'm changing things so much, or I'm curating this like that, like, the memory that you have is not going to match the picture that you have, if that makes sense. Like, I'm going to look at that photo and be like, that's not what that was like. And I think we're so good at, like, faking it till we make it. Like, we're so good at curating everything to look so picture perfect. But it's like, when you look back on those memories in 50 years or look back on those photos, that's not what you're going to remember. You're not going to remember the aesthetically laid out croissant on your plate, or you're not going to remember the picture in which the angles were just so right. Like, you're going to remember like the moments that you shared, the laughter that you shared, and things like that. So I feel like instead of spending 60 hours trying to take an Instagram photo while you're on vacation, like, take that time to truly enjoy that you were there. Like, it's okay to snap photos and stuff like that for memories, but stay present in that moment. Because when you look back down the line, you're not going to remember. Well, what you will remember is you sitting there for 50 hours taking Instagram photos, and you're not going to remember the memories that you could have created, right? I don't want to look back on my life and be like, oh, I should have done that. I could have done that. And that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother topic. So we're not even going to get into that. And essentially a question for you is, how much of your lives are edited or are palatable or pretty or seem productive and stuff like that? I cannot, you know, there's been times in which I've been like I've been hanging out with friends and, or like we're studying or something like that, and I'm like taking a break. And so I have like TikTok open or whatever, and they like want to take it like a study aesthetic photo, and it's like open Google Docs or something, so it looks like you're doing something. I'm just like, I don't care. Let the people see that I'm taking a brain break. Let the people see that I'm playing Temple Run. Like, I just don't really care. Let them see. Like, I am not trying to prove anything to anybody. I know what I'm doing. I don't really need, you know, I don't really care if they see that I'm taking a break. But I'm just like, I get the whole you want everything to look perfect and curated, but I think especially one thing that I think is harmful is when you're so fixated on how, like, let's say for example you're taking an Instagram photo, or like the situation that I just shared. Like, I think, why are you so worried about how other people perceive me? Does that make sense? Like, if I'm not worried about other people's perception of me in terms of, oh, you're posting this on your Instagram story, you're like, hey, I can edit you. Like, no, why do you care how other people perceive me? I think that's strange. I think we all have our own stuff to be worrying about. And I think if you are worried about how the other people perceive you, that's something you need to work on. But don't put that on me, right? I think I'm already worried, stressed out enough. I don't need you being like, oh, like, I should, like, make your waist smaller. I'm okay. Get away to. I don't need it, right? Like, I'm just like, it's weird for you. I think in a way you're projecting your insecurities on other people. And I think there's a difference between this and being like, hey, do you approve this photo? That's a whole different thing. And I think also be that friend that asks, because it's so weird. Especially, hey, you know who your real friends are? Especially on things like your birthday or like special holidays or posts that are dedicated to you. Friends that will post a photo in which you look the absolute worst in, and they look great, and they won't ask you for permission or anything like that. They'll just post a photo. You don't post it. Just don't post it. Or cut me out of it. Hey, you can post that selfie. You look great. Crop me out of it. Because I just think you're just not, like, a good friend. Like, I think it's not the act. It's the principle behind it. Like, why would you do that? That's one of my biggest pet peeves, but that'll be in a different conversation, different on the line. Maybe I'll do a bonus episode, like just answering questions like Lily's pet peeves, stuff like that. You guys just don't like to engage with me on Instagram, so I might have to get my questions from elsewhere. But if you guys want that, like a bonus episode, maybe I'll throw you guys some bones over summer, like a little episode 21 or something like that before we start season 2. Let me know if you're down and I will gladly do that. But I was just like, I wish I did hot takes. Ooh. Maybe I'll start off season 2 with a bang, like just make everybody mad. Okay. Okay. So we're going to shift gears a little bit, but still on the same topic. I think one thing that's really interesting is how, in a way, social media encourages us to constantly do like some sort of self-branding, even when it's in our personal lives. And I think for every person, this looks a little bit different, but just this idea that like you have to create this brand, like this image for yourself. And I think in a way you do have a brand, which sounds weird in itself, but I think somebody in marketing would agree with me, I'm sure. And they would understand where I'm coming from, but like you as a person being kind of perceived as a brand, and in a way you're not necessarily selling a product, but you're selling, well, not selling, but you're like, yeah, I'll just say selling. Obviously you're not selling anything, but essentially you are a brand and you represent something. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. because I think you are a brand and you have should have some decorum. So if you do see me liking out of pocket stuff, send it to me and call me out, okay? Because I have a brand. I'm not saying I need to maintain a perfect image, but if I'm liking something, you're like Lily Tombe, right? Let me know. Let me know, because I call people out. I call people out that I know. I'm like, that digital footprint is looking very questionable. Anyways, and so we kind of have this like brand, this like main character energy type thing. And I feel like sometimes instead of it being empowering, it can be really exhausting trying to keep up with this thing. I need to be interesting 24/7. I need to have everything together 24/7. All those different things that I'm just not able to physically be present in the moment because I'm so worried about how I am being perceived. And I think it's like, why do we always feel like we have to have some sort of like big arc or big moment or big glow up or something that's happening? Like, this is really toxic, but I'm gonna share it because we're a family, right? I was like, there was a time in which I was like, I'm gonna get off social media. I'm not gonna post anything. I think I had said from my birthday on, like the next time I post something, I need to look really, really good. Okay. And I was saying it out of like, I need to have this crazy glow up the next time I, no. I had freshman year of college. I took like an Instagram break for months and I got it back on Valentine's Day. Why? Cause I'm nosy and I wanted to see what was going on, but I literally didn't have it for like 6 months. Okay. Halloween was a lot. And then from there, I didn't. Is that 6 months? You can do the math. Basically 6 months I didn't have Instagram, which is really bad because it's the beginning of the school year. That's how everybody communicates with each other. But I also, it was really peaceful. Let me tell you, it was actually really great. I might do it again. We'll see. I don't think so. But I basically was like, I need to like fall off the face of the earth. And then the next time I come back, I need to be so cute. Right. That didn't happen. And I think the fact that I even had that mentality is like, why are you doing that? Like, I was like, I need to look so good. I need to be so snatched. Or I need to have some big announcement. Well, not a big announcement. No. Sorry. But I was like, it needs to be like a big moment. Like, I need people to, like, I need people to be like, wow. Like, I need people to be like, oh my gosh. I need people to send this over. Like, no. That's so weird. Why was I so concerned? I was like, the next time I show my face on my own social media platform, I need to look like a goddess. Why did I have that mentality? Why did I feel like I had to have this big glow up moment? I think, in a way, I kind of like the people who move in silence and then suddenly it's like, boom, bam, you know, whatever. But then I'm using comparison and like this whole comparison culture. And it made me feel like I'm behind and doing all these different things or I'm not doing enough and all this stuff. And it's just like, God, like, I don't even know. I could talk about how I feel behind for a long time. I have this amazing, love her. She's a TikToker and she has also an Instagram. I think I found her on Instagram and then I put my sister on and I thought my sister would have known who she was and she didn't. And now we both love her. Her name's Talia and she's just a baddie, right? She is a Gymshark athlete and she is just very empowering. She's very funny. She's very herself, right? And she will record like podcast episodes every once in a while to post on her YouTube channel. And she was like, big sister advice, whatever. I have two big sisters. Well, technically, I have two big sisters and I also have a sister-in-law. And I have like a million people in my life who are essentially big sisters. But I was like, let me put a question in there. Or not a question, but I was like, oh, so how I'm feeling, da da da. And I was talking about how I just feel behind. And I'm like, why on earth do I feel behind? In like every avenue, right? And I'm like, we talked about timelines and stuff like that. And I'm still stuck in this idea that like, I'm for whatever reason behind. I'm like, who are you comparing yourself to? There's no real way to be behind, quote unquote, when there's no specific timeline that you're supposed to be on. And so this idea, I feel like part of it is like external pressure and stuff like that. But I was just like, I just feel behind in many areas and yada, yada, yada. You guys don't need to know the specifics. But I'm waiting for that episode to come out and see if she answered my question. But I just, if you are feeling like that in any way, I am right there with you. And I don't know if this feeling ever goes away. And so if you're somebody who's older than me, I'm 20, turning 21, well, not turning 21 anytime soon, but I am 20, turning 21 this year. And so if you're older than me and you're like, oh yeah, I'm like 30 now and I still feel that way, let me know. So I can know like to breathe a little bit, to calm down, and like you're always gonna feel like you're behind for whatever strange reason. And it's okay to feel like that. Just basically validate me. Because I know it's okay, but I need somebody older to tell me it's okay. Or maybe at some point in time, you no longer feel behind. Let me know when that hits. I know it'll be different for everybody, you know. timeline and stuff like that. Anyways, okay. So I think one thing that's really interesting, it kind of relates back to the whole like, oh, I need to be perfect when I come back. So I think there's even like a performative aspect when it comes to like healing and self-care and growth. Like, it's very weird. And I feel like it's like, I don't know, like in a way, a lot of things seem very, very performative. And I think at least for me, especially when it's like self-care activities and stuff like that, or like healing and all that stuff, I feel like that's stuff that I at least like to do in private. But I understand that everybody's like, maybe it's just like, I really enjoy this activity and I want people to see it so that maybe they will enjoy it. I don't know. I think it's more about your intention. But I think if you're thinking, I think we should do everything with intention. So I was going to say, maybe you don't want to overthink it. But I do think if you're investing your time and stuff into something, you should think about the intentionality behind it. Anyways, so on this idea of like privacy and, you know, choosing to do this offline and stuff like that, I want to talk about this idea of private joy and how we should learn to live in moments without having physical proof of it. I think we can think about how like older generations didn't necessarily have Instagram or TikTok or whatever to, you know, hold all these memories of the different things that they experienced and stuff like that. But if you ask them about these memories and stuff that they had, they have the most vivid memories of everything and they don't have any Instagram archives to show it. Okay. And I think, sorry, let me get comfy. They don't have any Instagram archives or anything to show it. It's because they're very, and regardless, they're very present in the moment and they still have so much memories. And I feel like a lot of us have a fear of losing memories. I know that's like a genuine thing, like a fear of not remembering a lot of things. But I think realistically, it's probably not going to happen to a majority of us. But like, speak to older people about the things that they experience in life that they live. They still remember it decades later. And it's like, I think we're very paranoid that for whatever reason we're not going to remember it anymore. And I think we're not going to remember how it genuinely happened if we're so focused on trying to remember it. Like, you know what I mean? The reason why they're such, have such vivid memories about the life that they lived and the things that they experienced is because they were actually present in what was happening. And I don't want to sound like an old person that's like, these damn phones, like, this generation. No, but I mean, like, in a way, yeah, like, they didn't have those damn phones to keep them distracted. So maybe we should take a page out of their book. Okay. I think we think that our moments, like the fun things that we do, didn't count if it wasn't, there's like a saying, it didn't happen. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about. But like, we think that we have to take a picture of everything or just, you know, didn't happen. I think part of that is like, it could be if you've ever like said something to somebody like, oh, I did this or oh, I saw this or whatever. And they're like, oh, can I see a picture? Like, in a way, that could kind of be why like we're very wired to think like I need physical proof of it. But I just think it's odd. Like, I'm going to take your word for it if you told me that you saw a double rainbow. Like, I don't know. I think it's the things that you experience still happen even if you don't have pictures of it. And I think I'm on this journey of kind of trying to figure out what it means to feel joy and peace without performance. And I think a lot of that, I think, is, you know, connected to social media. But I think also, even in the real world, even in the physical world, I think it's so easy to, you know, have your joy be attached to your performance and feel like if you aren't performing at the highest level or all these different things, then you're not adequate. And if you're not adequate, then you can't feel joy. And even when we do, you know, perform at the highest level, it's still hard sometimes to feel that joy. And it's really odd. And it's something that I think society in a way kind of makes us feel that way. But I think it's something that I'm also working on. I think this podcast has taught me that I have a lot of work to do. Okay. I think being present is super, super hard. I think even with like the state of the world and stuff like that, like, it's so hard to be focused on what's happening right now. But I think it's more important now than ever that we're present and intentional with our friends and our families and our loved ones and the things that we're doing and our relationships and all those different things. Like, choosing to listen, choosing to be present and not necessarily feeling like we need to be performing or all those different things, but just being our genuine, authentic self and not feeling the need to get that validation from other people, I think will be our superpower in order to get through really tough times. I think, can we embrace like our life without necessarily feeling like it needs to be picture perfect or aesthetic or something that everybody needs to see. So here are some things that I'm unlearning or that I've unlearned. Everything's a work in progress. So I'm just going to say that I'm unlearning. I think letting go of the pressure to be liked and understood. This is one thing that I think I actually am really getting good at. I'm really getting good at this. One thing, actually, I did fail today. So I was going to say one thing I'm really good about is like, if you genuinely, I can just sense, or you just give me the vibe that you're just like uninterested in terms of friendship or whatever I'm talking about or whatever the case is, like, I'm okay with that. And I'm just going to let it go. But I did fail on that today. So I was going to say I'm doing really good on that. But I was doing really good for a very long time. I think if I just don't like, or if you don't like me, that's so okay. Isn't there like 8 billion people in the world now? Like, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And that's totally fine. There's some people I don't like either. So I think this idea that, oh my gosh, they don't like me. Like, okay, that's fine. I don't need to change part of me because somebody doesn't like me. I think that's odd. I like me, kind of. I'm working on it. So I'm like, if I like me, if the people that I genuinely love and I want in my circle like me, I don't really care what you think of me. And I think this idea of being understood, I think being misunderstood is a lot of people's biggest fear. Because it's like, you never want somebody to question your character or something that you're trying to explain or the things that you're feeling. And when somebody does that, it feels like a very limiting thing. And so nobody ever wants to feel like that. And so I understand that. I think I also just know a lot of people will come into situations with their own perspective of you, of situations and stuff like that. And there's not much that you can actually do to try and convince them of anything. And I don't think it's your job to convince them of anything. I think people are going to believe what they want to believe. And I don't think you should have to spend a million years trying to explain yourself. And so if people don't understand you, it's probably because they don't want to. I thought about this because in one of my classes, I always talk about this class. It's a War on Peace and Gender class. We were doing a discussion board and somebody was talking about how like, oh, like this group of people just doesn't understand. And I responded, I was like, I don't think they don't understand. I think they just they're choosing not to. I think their lack of understanding is because they genuinely don't want to. And I think that's what a lot of people experience even now. They misunderstood me. No, they purposefully did that. I think when you're listening to somebody, you're genuinely trying to understand where somebody's coming from. It's in many ways very hard to misunderstand them unless you're trying to. But we're not ready for that conversation. So let's move on. Have you ever had a moment in which you felt like your life was like better when nobody was watching? I have. There are just some times where I'm just hanging out with my friends, you know, and I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm just sitting there, I'm just giggling, I'm just laughing. We're just having a grand old time, right? No documentation of it. Whenever me and my roommate will like go out sometimes, most random thing. We'll go get Italian ice. We'll go get ramen. No trace of us on the internet. No trace of what we're doing. It's just genuine laughter. Genuine good times. Genuine vibes. It's just a 10 out of 10. And in my life just feels so good. Nobody's watching. And another thing is that pressure of feeling perfect. Like, we just say what we want to say. Like, within good context. But I'm just like, I don't need to feel like I need to be like, you know, correct 24/7. It's like, I'm just genuinely able to be myself. I don't need to have this cookie cutter version of me. It can just be me. And there's something that's so freeing about that. And I hope you all find your people that you can just be free with. And also when I'm by myself, like, that's when I have a good time. And I'm like, like, I can just listen to my music. I can just vibe. I can just journal. I can just be me. And I don't have to worry about anything because I'm just with me. I'm just with me. Another thing, and I feel like with this podcast too, I feel like I can be myself because I really am just by myself in this room. I know more people are listening to it. And I appreciate guys' love and support, but in a way, it just feels like this is a fam, right? I do have fear sometimes I'm going to say the wrong thing, but yeah. And related to that is like just learning to sit with yourself when there's nobody else applauding you or there's no big audience and stuff like that. Your achievements and stuff don't always need to be broadcasted everywhere. I think you should be proud of yourself even when there's nobody watching. And I think if you need validation from other people, that is one thing that we will work on together. Okay? I talked about how I took a long Instagram hiatus, which I actually recommend everybody to do a social media break for a long time. If you cannot, unless it's your job, if you cannot not be on your phone or social media platforms for like a day, like when TikTok went away and everybody was crashing out, that showed that we had a problem, right? That showed that we had a serious problem. When I got rid of Instagram, I still kept TikTok. And I wish that I would have completely just done a complete social media detox. I I've been off Snapchat since I was in like middle school. Like, I just don't really use that app. It's installed, but I don't use it. And yeah, I just don't use it. And I kind of want to start off other social media platforms as well. But I really do recommend everybody takes that time to just get off. Because if you're addicted to your phone, let's work on that, right? No addiction is good. I think that's correct, right? No addiction is good. Being addicted to something 24/7, even being addicted to the gym, like, no, that's not necessarily always a good thing. But I think we should all be able to take time and kind of just leave our phone and stuff like that. And like, I think part of getting rid of that temporarily kind of shows in a way if you're able to just live with yourself without that whole performative aspect, if that makes sense. So disappear for a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. Disappear online for a little bit, you know, just have your peaceful, relaxing moment. I know FOMO, it'll feel real for a little bit, but if you really need to figure out something, if you really need to know something, you will figure it out. If somebody really wants to contact you, they will contact you. And yeah, I always found it really interesting when somebody was going on like an Instagram hiatus or something and they would be like, I'm going to be gone. Here's my number. And it's like, I feel like the people who are in your life that were going to contact you probably already have your number and also probably already know that you're going to be gone. But I just thought it was really interesting. That's just a tidbit. Let me stop talking. I guess essentially what encapsulates, look at me using big words. That's not a big word, but I'm going to pretend it is. This whole idea is like moving your identity from being based in other people's perception of you to being your identity being based in your presence, like you being present in the moment. And so I think that's something that's very important. I think it's really, we live in a really interesting time. And I think when everything can be turned into content, when everything can be edited, when everything can be filtered and all those different things, I think being present in the moment and just truly enjoying what life has to offer will bring you so much more joy than trying to create this cookie cutter version of yourself online. I think we even think about social media influencers and people who are most successful are the people who just are genuinely themselves. And I think you're gonna, like I've said this before, if you keep being a version of yourself that you're not truly, you're gonna come to a point in which you don't recognize yourself, and that's scary. Getting to a point in which you do not understand or recognize who you are in your current state is very scary. And I hope nobody ever has to get to that, but I think many of us will. I wanna kind of challenge you and question you, like, are you present in the things that you're doing? Or are you just trying to, you know, make everything look like everything's perfect on the outside or curate this very, you know, beautiful version of yourself just in order to have, like, for other people to perceive you in a positive light. So that is it for episode 19 of Remixed Reality Podcast. Watch me cry next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And if you had any comments, concerns, questions, you want to expand on an idea, anything like that, or if you know how to stop people from seeing what Instagram reels you like, please let me know. You can shoot me a DM at the Remixed Reality Instagram account, or you can DM me on lily.tombe. Also, side note, if you are following me on Instagram, you're requesting to follow me because I am on private, and you're from the podcast, just DM me and say I'm from the podcast. Because if I don't have any mutuals with you and I don't know you, I'm probably not going to accept you. But if you're like, hey, I'm from the podcast, then I'll let you in, okay? And then I'll follow you, and then we could be friends, okay? But I have gotten, like, requests from people who I, like, have no clue, and they are not from California, and I'm like, how do I know you? So send me a DM and I'll let you in. If you want to request something for the very last episode, let me know. I'm taking requests. I kind of want to end off with one more, like, listener submissions, you know, maybe. We'll see if you guys want to engage with me on Instagram. Anyways, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you guys next week with the Mixed Reality Podcast for our very last episode of the season. Goodbye.